Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. Stand up for your country. First day of spring. Pretty chilly here in the Northeast. I got to tell you, it was annoyingly chilly when I walked the Terra dog about 7 this morning. I'm going, the first day of spring. Dog doesn't care. So yesterday we dealt with press dishonesty. And again, I report this story a lot because it's personal to me. I'm in the business almost 50 years, and I am seeing a collapse of standards about reporting in America, and that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. So I said yesterday, honesty is the best policy. What a cliche. You've heard a million times. Your mom probably told you that, but it's true. And, you know, now we know about the bloodbath remark in Ohio made by Donald Trump. That's been exposed. Okay. But this happens every single day. So here's, I referred to Nancy Pelosi, one of the real propagandists of our time, yesterday. And here's the clip. Go. Pelosi makes no attempt, all right, to know anything. And she's a propagandist. Now, you can make an argument, and there's some validity to it, that the right and the Republican parties do this as well. But I'm going to tell you something. If they distort a Biden speech like they just distorted a Trump speech, I will report it to you. Presto. Okay. It was just maybe an hour after I recorded that on Fox News. They basically took an anonymous report that said Joe Biden was cursing and screaming at his staff inside the White House and covered it as fact. In fact, the White House correspondent, Peter Ducey, actually asked Kirby about it. And I'm going, what is going on? And I addressed it last night on News Nation. So I was cruising around in the afternoon, and I don't watch a lot of cable TV anymore. I don't learn much. But I stopped when I heard this story. Joe Biden screamed and cursed at his staff because of his low poll numbers. Do you know where that story came from, Leland?
NBC and anonymous sources.
Very good. An NBC anonymous sourced story, which has no credibility. I never use anonymous sources, ever. A shadowy person, a protected person, is not a primary source. Yet, Fox News took it as authoritative and ran with it, so much so that their White House correspondent asked Kirby about it today. Okay, now, is that on the level of the bloodbath remark? No, it is not. But it shows you that there isn't one television news operation, with the possible exception of News Nation. And I still haven't been there long enough to assess all of it, but that possibly there isn't one that has any standards at all. They're just going to say what they want to say to try to attract an audience who wants to hear certain things. It's horrible. It is absolutely terrible. Now, I'm going to report throughout the next few months until November excesses on both sides. I'm not going to ignore the conservative attacks on President Biden that are wrong, that are fallacious. I'm not. You all know how I feel about Joe Biden. He's hurting the country. That's not going to change. Donald Trump hurts the country by his demeanor, but not his policies. So that's where I come down on it. But that doesn't mean that I'm going to allow dishonesty to be directed at Joe Biden. I'm not. Because my job, now I think I'm the only one doing this now. You know, hold these media people accountable. So honesty has to report, has to return, I should say, in the media. But I'm not hopeful. I'm one man. That's a memo.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, President Biden's off to raise more money, not doing the people's business, never does the people's business. He's going to Vegas, going to Phoenix, going to Texas, scooping up the money. And his theme is that he's going to help working families in America with the price rises, which is a bunch of malarkey. Because Biden caused all this, as you know, if you follow policy, by going in and attacking the fossil fuel industry on his first day in office, that lighted the fuse for all inflation. And now he's going, oh, I'm going to bring it down. You know, come on. You don't know what you're doing. So Biden's out there and he's going to run around. He's going to tell people this. And as you know, people believe what they want to believe. You know, if they hate Trump, and that's rationalization on almost every Biden voter. I don't know anybody, I've said this before, who really wants Joe Biden to be president. Maybe Jill, I mean, you know, but I don't know anybody who wants it. It's all, well, Trump's so bad, we have to vote for Biden. That's all it is. Okay. So one of the reasons that, and I asked my staff, I said, look, do some research about how we are today, as opposed to Trump's last year in office economically. It's hard because the Labor Bureau has not yet reported 23 stats. They should come out any day, and we need that. But what we can tell you with authority is that the typical American household, coast to coast, Alaska to Key West, spends about $11,500 more on living than it did when Trump left office. $11,500. In Colorado, it's $15,000 more because various states have various levels of inflation. Colorado's terrible. D.C., $17,000 more. The average family to support itself. than it was Trump's last year. Yet D.C. will vote for Biden 95% because, all right, I don't want to generalize, but they don't care about efficiency. They don't care about it. It's all ideology for them. And one of the reasons that the American household is paying more money to live is insurance, particularly car insurance. Now, I had this problem. I got my Allstate car insurance bill, and it was outrageous. My car is 8 years old. It's a vintage Caddy. I love the car. I'm not going to sell the car anytime soon. I got low mileage on the car. 8 years old. All right. They tripled my car insurance for no reason. I called a guy. I said, what are you doing? Is this a mistake? Oh, no. Every excuse in the book. You want to hear the excuses? Here are the excuses. Oh, we have to raise car insurance rate because labor costs more. Okay. Can't be that much more. Auto parts. Oh, auto parts are up about 20%. So if we have to replace a part, we have to pay 20% more. Maybe there's something to that, but still. And then the severity of claims. And with all the legalization of drugs, marijuana, you know, okay, there are more accidents because more people are intoxicated on the road. All right. So I'm not paying Allstate. Not going to do it. And I did some investigating, and I finally found a much lower rate with the same exact coverage from Progressive. I don't have any dog in Progressive. I don't care about Progressive. Their commercials annoy me. But I'm comparing, and so it's bye-bye Allstate, hello Progressive. Now, you may not get the same deal, but the best website is policygenius.com. They compare, policygenius.com. But these auto things are insane. All right, let's go to Donald Trump. So new poll, I think it's a bogus poll. Politico, I have to report it to you. 1,024 adults, not registered voters, not likely voters. These are just people they got on the phone. Okay, phone poll. Question number one, if Donald Trump is tried and convicted in the Manhattan DA's business records case, would that impact your support for him? More likely to support Trump, 13%. No impact, 44. Less likely to support him, 32. Republicans. More likely to support, 34. No impact, 48. That's 82% of Republicans. Don't give a whit. Don't know, 8. Less likely, 9. So it's negligible in the Republican Party. But as you know, Trump needs independents to win. Here's the independent numbers. More likely to support Trump, 9 if he's convicted. No impact, 44. So that's a 53% plurality on independents. And less likely to support, 36. Poll doesn't mean anything. I don't think anybody cares. They all know the fix is in New York. It's just a bunch of garbage. The big trial is the Jack Smith conspiracy on January 6th trial. That's the big one. Okay? It looks like they're not even going to get to that until after the election because there are so many court challenges to it. This is essentially what it is. Smith, a devoted Democrat, not a fair man, but most prosecutors aren't fair. He says he can prove that Donald Trump incited January 6th, wanted it to happen. I don't believe that for a second based upon my independent investigation. I don't believe it. If I were defending Donald Trump, if I were an attorney, I think I could get him off. But that's what Smith says. Okay. It'll be a jury trial. It's a federal trial. It's in D.C. The juries hate Trump in D.C. Should have been moved. Wasn't moved. That's corruption. No way they couldn't have moved that out to West Virginia or someplace that isn't rabidly anti-Trump. They did not.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time. No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, one of the key witnesses in this trial will be the former Defense Department Chief of Staff, Kash Patel. We have had him on the program before. He joins us now from Palm Beach, Florida. So just to bring everybody up to date, you were involved before, during, and after January 6th, directly involved, correct?
Yes, sir. I was in the Oval Office with the president days before, and I was involved on January 6th and after because I was the Chief of Staff for the Department of Defense.
All right. When the Trump lawyers call you, let me ask this question first. Has Jack Smith or anybody from the Justice Department contacted you?
Oh, yeah. I've been subpoenaed. I've appeared before their grand jury multiple times, and okay. I've got no problem with it because
all
I
right.
just told
so it. You have appeared before the grand jury and told your side of the story, correct?
Yes, sir.
When you are testifying, and you will be one of the main witnesses in the Trump conspiracy trial, what is the headline? What are you going to tell the jurors?
The truth. It's simple. Days before January 6th, I was a percipient witness firsthand in the Oval Office with the President of the United States, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Secretary of Defense, and the Chief of Staff to the President of the United States. And days before, Donald Trump authorized 10,000+ National Guardsmen and women. And Mr. O'Reilly, just think of it this way. How is it factually and legally possible for Nancy Pelosi, the Capitol Police, and Mayor Bowser to reject that National Guard authorization if Donald Trump didn't authorize it? We have
okay,
the written...
Let's stop for a minute. Is there paper that shows the president authorized the National Guard before January 6th? Is there any paper that you can produce?
Well, I can't because I'm not a DOD anymore, but there's memorandums mobilizing segments of the National Guard.
Oh, so there are memorandums before January 6th. That's going to be a very powerful piece of evidence. Now, Smith and the Justice Department say you, Kash Patel, are not credible. You're in the pocket of Trump. You know they're saying that, right?
Yep.
And you reply?
Very simply. Put aside my testimony, put aside what I just told you about legal and factual impossibility, and move on to the January 6th committee, which I've also was subpoenaed by the first person, by the way, and testified truthfully there as well. And what do we just learn? That 2 years ago, a career Secret Service officer, Tony Renato, who is an apolitical officer assigned to presidential protection, testified to the January 6th committee that the 10,000+ National Guard authorization before January 6th was in fact true and happened, and he responded to that authorization internally in the White House. Why did Liz Cheney and the January 6th committee bury that exoneration, that piece of evidence that destroys the insurrection narrative? That's the question that people are asking now, and now the mainstream media and everybody else is pivoting. They're saying the logic doesn't make sense. Donald Trump's guilty of insurrection because he did not order the domestic deployment of the United States military? They've completely lost the logic, law, and facts.
By law, he had to get the permission of the mayor of D.C.,
yes.
Bowser, who said publicly she turned him down. Pelosi denies even knowing about the request. Do you think you have evidence to prove that Pelosi is lying?
Look, we sent the Secretary of the Army immediately after that authorization, days before, to the Capitol Police, who respond and work for Nancy Pelosi. Again, don't believe me. That conversation happened. The Capitol
Police.
Well,
is it a conversation or is it an in writing request?
To the Capitol Police or the
yes.
refusal?
To the Capitol Police.
We sent the Secretary of the Army immediately in person. Whether he sent a memorandum after that, we'll have to check
okay.
the Department
All right, so the Secretary of the Army is going to have to testify to that. But Pelosi is saying, well, somebody told me, but be that as it may.
There's one thing on the Capitol Police. They published their own memorandum reciting the sequence of events before and on January 6th. And in their own memorandum, they rejected in writing the authorization of the National Guard.
Okay,
they turned
but,
that's, it down.
But they don't mention Pelosi in it. I know about that, madam. Now, get back to your Liz Cheney question. Clearly, Liz Cheney didn't want a fair hearing on the January 6th committee. That's clear. She wanted to condemn Donald Trump, and she knew her media allies would print everything she said, and anything that was exculpatory would be ignored. So Liz Cheney had no, you know, she had cover to do this dishonest thing, which she did, in my opinion. She did, however, mention your testimony way, way down in the transcript, correct?
I think they cited it, but they also precluded the evidentiary documents I've talked to you about, even though they had an agreement to incorporate that into the final report. They excluded Mayor Bowser's
written. No, they didn't put him in. Okay.
They excluded the documents from the Capitol Police.
Now, you wrote a book last September, came out at the same time Killing Witches came out, my book, called Government Gangsters, The Deep State, The Truth, and the Battle for Our Democracy. So I want to alert people that everything that you're telling me today is in the book. All right. You say that it's pretty much organized crime running the country from Washington. Is that an overstatement by you?
Look, again, it's the same MO from Russiagate, which I exposed and talk about in the book as a chief investigator. Instead of the executive branch withholding evidence of innocence, now we have the legislative branch performing the same operation in Liz Cheney and the Jan 6 committee. And we put the receipts in that book, which is why the Joe Biden administration wormholed it for 10 months and blocked its release. There's got to be a reason I had to take him to federal court to sue. So again, you can believe me, but the truth is in their own written word. And that's the most powerful evidence. And we got
it. Well, I do believe you. if I didn't, I would be tearing your throat out right now. I do. But I'm not sure that a jury in Washington, D.C.
Right.
will examine the evidence in a fair way. I would be surprised if they did. It looks to me like the fix is in on this one from the beginning until the trial. Last word.
I think you're absolutely right. Look, I used to be a national security prosecutor at the Department of Justice, and this is the definition of forum shopping. They could have moved this case to Kansas, Kentucky, even Connecticut, for crying out loud. But they knew they would have the best judges for the radical left agenda to advance this disinformation campaign of insurrection in Washington, D.C. And so they put it right there. It's ironic that the Department of Justice is railroading a two-tier system of justice through Washington. But Donald Trump, I believe, is exposing that corruption every day.
Well, we'll see. Do you ever talk to Trump, by the way?
Frequently. I'm his senior advisor, so we have some conversations.
If you're the senior advisor, that would mean you would talk to him. All right, yeah. Cash, we really appreciate your time. Thanks very much for your work, and we'll have you back, I hope. Thanks again.
Thank you, sir.
All right, here's an interesting media story. Again, I'm obsessed with the media, and I hope it's not boring you. Don Lemon, who I know a little bit, I ran into him a couple of times, but I don't know really who he is, and Elon Musk, who I ran in one time. All right, so Elon Musk is the head of X. He hires Don Lemon, who left CNN, and it looks like they're going to be buddies, but they're not. And here's why. This is a fascinating story to me. So on January 8th, 2024, Elon Musk tweeted, quote, "The airline industry can't find enough qualified pilots even without insane DEI requirements." So Musk is against the forced hiring of people based on skin color. 2 days later, he tweets this, quote, "Do you want to fly in an airplane where they prioritize DEI hiring over your safety? That is actually happening." So Trump's opinion is that DEI dropped standards from a meritocracy where pilots would be judged upon their flight hours, their safety records, and what they did on the job. Remember, you got to have a lot of flight hours to become a commercial airline pilot. He says he believes, Elon Musk believes, that if you add skin color preference, you're putting people at risk. That's his belief. Okay, you can take it or leave it. Lemon interviews Musk, a major mistake for Lemon and Musk, and picks up on the DEI stuff. Lemon apparently believes that if you don't support diversity, equity, inclusion, that you're a racist or a misogynist. That's what Lemon believes. Roll the tape.
Okay, but do you understand how by saying just that standards are being lowered, that you're implying that they're being lowered because people are less skilled and less intelligent, and you're talking about people of color and or women?
I'm saying we should not lower standards.
But do you don't...
That's it.
I think everyone can agree that you shouldn't lower standards.
Right.
But you're implying that they're lowering standards because of people of color or women, because someone is not a white male. You're saying that they're less skilled and less intelligent.
That's not what he's saying. That's what Lemon wants to believe he's saying. But that's not what Musk said. Musk wants a meritocracy, where the most skilled people are hired in a life-death situation as a pilot. I'm agreeing with Musk, and I bet you do too. I bet you do too. It doesn't have anything to do if the African-American pilot is the best candidate, you hire him like that. If the I had a pilot when I went down to Florida who's a woman. Great. Fabulous. Okay? But you don't factor the hiring of a airline pilot in based on skin color. It's how good are you? How is your record? So Musk was faced with a guy who's trying to tell him he's a racist and a misogynist. If I ran X, I would have fired Lemon too. That's disrespectful. And you can't interview on your idea of an implication. I get letters once in a while and I read them to you. Oh, O'Reilly, you're implying. I never imply. Ever. I tell you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. All right, let's get to Texas Law SB 4. So last night, Justice Samuel Alito, Supreme Court, stopped it. Okay, said, hey, you guys in Texas cannot arrest and adjudicate any cases that deal with migrants. It's a federal government's job. But today, just breaking this afternoon, Supreme Court said, no, we're going to let it go. You can do it. Now, there's nuance here, and I'm going to have to read, because that's what I do, what the Supreme Court is saying. But for now, the law SB4 in Texas goes into effect, which means that you sneak across the border and you step into the state of Texas, a Texas Ranger, a sheriff can immediately arrest you, book you, and you'll be charged with whatever the state of Texas wants to charge you with. And a judge can deport you, upon conviction. I'm not sure whether this is going to stand, but right now, as I'm speaking to you, it's in effect. Supreme Court lifted the ban, said, okay, but we'll see tomorrow. I'll have a more accurate point of view on it. Super Bowl parade. Nobody's covering this story anymore except for us because we think it's an important story. All right, just to recap. February 14th, 2024, Super Bowl parade downtown Kansas City, Missouri. All right, everybody's having a good time. All of a sudden, gunfire erupts. Six people, the authorities say, fired their weapons. Okay, one person killed, Lisa Lopez Galvan, 22 wounded, including 11 children. Horrible. Four people have been arrested, right? Two African-American men, Lindell Mays, 23, Dominic Miller, 18, and two juveniles. We believe they are African-Americans too, but we do not know for sure as the Missouri authorities are protecting them. Looks to me like they're all gang members. I could be wrong. I'm not reporting that. It looks to me like this is some kind of gang thing. Now, the two guys, Mays and Miller, are being held on $1 million bail, so they're not going anywhere. The two juveniles, we don't even know how old they are being held too. I don't think they're out on the street, but we can't find out much about this. Now, here's the update. Three people have been arrested for firearms trafficking in the Kansas City Super Bowl parade shooting. They are Fado Manning, Ronell Dwayne Williams, Chaylin Hendrick Groves. I believe they are all African Americans. Again, I could be wrong, but I believe they are. Okay? Now, what this means is that those three supplied guns that were used in the shootings. It seems like this is gang. Enter the Kansas City Chiefs place kicker, field goal kicker, Harrison Butker, probably the best kicker in the league. He goes on a show and says this. Go.
It's very unfortunate what happened. Unfortunately, many, many children were injured. A beautiful young lady was killed over someone getting offended and turning to violence to handle that dispute. It's so sad. I don't think guns are the issue. I think we need fathers in the home that are being great examples for our youth.
Well, yeah, you know, the left goes crazy. And of course, he's right. I mean, I'm not going to say guns aren't the issue. The trafficking in guns is out of control in this country. It's not gun possession by law-abiding people. It's the selling of illegal guns. But anyway, the fathers not being in the homes, we all know what that is. And he's right. And he had courage, Butker, to say that. Smart life, self-reliance. So as you may know, we have theme mugs now made in America. They'll last you forever. That say self-reliance. And we have others coming up with themes too. Now, why did I choose self-reliance? Listen to me now. This is very important for you to understand. You and me, we cannot control what other people do as adults. We can control our children. Once they are 18, we cannot control them. All right. So you can be sailing along through life, and all of a sudden, somebody hurts you or does something to blow up your whole world. And most of us have experienced that. The key to handling that situation so you don't go down in flames is self-reliance. It is not being taught in any public school in this country. You cannot depend on other people. You cannot. Because the odds are you're going to get it right between the eyes. Now, I know married couples, 50, 60 years, codependent. Yes, it happens, but it's rare. If you are depending on another person for your welfare, your well-being, watch out. Can't control what they do. People change. Circumstances change. Even worse is the government. Do you know how many millions of Americans are utterly dependent on their state and federal government? It's crazy. For their life. Self-reliance. Got to teach it to the kids. Buy those mugs. Give the mug to the kid. And the kid's going to go, what? What's it? And as I say, have a conversation. I hate that. But you got to teach self-reliance. All right, so those mugs are available at BillO'Reilly.com in our shop. And we hope you, if you don't want the mug, fine. But think about the self-reliance thing. Wealthiest cities in the USA, here they are. The richest place, Atherton, California, Silicon Valley. Second, McLean, Virginia, outside of D.C. Scarsdale, New York, north of the city. Los Altos Hills, California, another Silicon Valley situation. Darien, Connecticut, suburb of New York City on the Connecticut coast. Winnetka, Illinois, suburb of Chicago. Lexington and Newton, Massachusetts, just west of Boston. Those are the richest cities in the country. Stay in History, March 19th, 1977, the last episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Go.
It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye to Piccadilly, farewell Leicester Square. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, and my heart's right there. It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know.
7-year run on CBS, 29 Emmy Awards, most ever for a network program. One of the best written and acted shows of all time. 47 years ago today, went off the air. Now, Mary Tyler Moore, brilliant. She died at age 80 in 2017. I knew her a little. Very, very nice woman. Ed Asner, I knew. He was on The Factor a couple of times. He died 2021 at the age of 90. Another brilliant actor. Gavin McLeod, Murray Slaughter. He was on The Love Boat after Mary Tyler Moore. He died in 2021, also at the age of 90. So both Asner and McLeod died 21. Both were 90. Valerie Harper, Rhoda, all right, she lost her life to cancer in 2019. I did not know her, but everybody who did said she was a very nice woman. Ted Knight, everybody knows Ted Baxter. Actually, Rush Limbaugh labeled me, your humble correspondent, Ted Baxter. He died of cancer in 86. At the age of 62. Georgia Engel, died in 2019. Betty White died in 21 at age 100. I don't think there's ever been a better cast in a sitcom in the history of entertainment. So that was 47 years ago today. Back with mail and a final thought in a moment. All right, let's go to the mail. We got Charles. Donald Trump's use of the word bloodshed is regrettable. His lack of discipline opens him up to attack by his enemies who purposely mischaracterize his positions. Unfortunately, he will not change, and this will cost him votes. I'm not going to disagree with that, but I mean, if he wants to say the economy is going to be bloodshed, I don't see anything wrong with that. He said other things that I do see wrong, but not that. Sheila Pachone, Saginaw, Michigan. Just tell us, O'Reilly, what Biden does do. Why waste time on what he doesn't do? Well, that would be a short segment if I tell you just what he does do. Diana Grilliott, Parker City, Indiana. I like the information you have on the president's schedule. Remember, yesterday I asked you, you want me to dump the schedule or not? Write me. I got a whole bunch of letters. Lisa DeCrescente, Jemmel, California. Please stop reporting on Biden's schedule. Definitely a waste of time. Ted Shields, Alpharetta, Georgia. Please continue to report on how little of the people's business Biden does each day. Our Democratic friends do not believe this when I tell them. It's nice to show them the schedule. Okay, so 3-1, the mail ran in favor of continuing the Biden schedule, which we will do. Gil Garcia, Sierra Vista, Arizona. Hey, Bill, do you think 20 years from now, when Donald Trump is just a part of history, will the news networks go back to being fair and balanced? I do not. Too easy to make money the other way. You don't have to do investigating. You don't have to have competent people. You don't have to have any standards. You just tell the folks what they want to hear. I don't think they're ever going back. George Albert, Williamsville, New York. Joe Scarborough was once a Republican in the House under Speaker Newt Gingrich. Now he appears to be as left as possible. How can that be? One word, paycheck. David Bryant, Seneca, South Carolina. I'm pre-diabetic, been watching the sugar. I've noticed that wine bottles do not have sugar on the labels. Can you tell consumers how much sugar is in a bottle? I cannot, but I can tell you this. All alcohol turns to sugar. So if you drink heavily, that's going to affect your sugar levels. Mark Clark, Holston, Iowa. Just finished the United States of Trump, found the history of Trump's family and his years growing up most interesting, gave some insight on why he is the man he is. That's the intent of the book, The United States of Trump. And you can get that at the BillO'Reilly.com store. We can get all my books there. Killing Jesus, we mentioned last night. And my new book is Confronting the Presidents, No Spin Assessments, From Washington to Biden. Out September 10th, pre-order, get it first. We will not charge you until we ship it to you. Killing Crazy Horse, another good killing book, is $12.95, hardback. Okay, so you might want to pick that up. Word of the day, bovine. Do not be bovine. B-O-V-I-N-E. Write to me at bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name and town, please, if you wish to opine. Final thought in a moment. All right, final thought of the day, this Christine Blasey Ford, who hates Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court Justice, has a new book out. I'm not even going to bother with it because I know what her agenda is. So we're tracking her appearances because in my column on billoreilly.com, I told you that no conservative authors or radio or TV people can appear any longer on the networks. Total blackout, zero, nobody booked. So Blasey Ford was on CBS Sunday morning on St. Patrick's Day, The View, NPR, Morning Edition, and we'll keep you posted. Now, what do I have against Blasey Ford? Number one. She is an abortion zealot, okay? Worships at the altar of reproductive rights. It's established, it's who she is. Number two, Brett Kavanaugh, not a big abortion guy. So there is motive to try to destroy him before he was appointed to the Supreme Court. always important that you walk through this. So here she comes. He did this, he did that. High school, 1980s, it's now 2020, 40 years ago, and he's the worst guy in the world. No backup. No backup. Kavanaugh just got squeaked in. Okay? Now, this stuff goes on all the time in America now. You know that. All the time. No backup, just accusation. And usually they want money. Give me money. This one wanted to destroy Kavanaugh. And I believe it was over abortion. Could be wrong. I can't read her mind, but that's what I believe. Okay. Press loves her. Hates Kavanaugh. Fixes in. Awful. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We will see you tomorrow.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.